question. What is the leading cause of death of black people in America? Well, abortions kill 109% more people in black America than all 13 other leading causes of death. So asserts Walter Hoy, who's been fighting for life for years now. Walter is a reverend. He is black, and he lives in Northern California. His website is issues4life.org. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And, Walter, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Jerry, it's been a while. It's good to hear from you again.
You too. And specifically, you're in the Oakland area. Is that right, near San Francisco?
Yeah, the Bay Area. I'm right there.
Okay, great. So the statistic is amazing. You're saying that more black people are killed through abortion than all the other leading causes.
Absolutely. And when you look at all 13 leading causes of death, and you realize that we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about cancer, we're talking about strokes, oh, my goodness, you begin to realize the impact abortion is having in black America.
I understand you've written a book about it recently. What's the book, and tell us about it.
Oh, I wish I could say I wrote it, but I didn't. I'm the subject of a book entitled Black and Pro-Life in America, and it traces how I got involved in the pro-life movement. The author is Robert Artico. He did a great job. And being an investigative reporter, he was able to get that information that you can only get if you know what you're doing. So I thank Rob for his efforts.
Good. Now, listen, some of the pro-life laws that have been passed, for example, in Georgia or Alabama, have actually been called racist. And yet the proponents of the bill point out, wait a minute, this is going to save a lot of black lives. I'd like you to weigh in.
Well, my goodness, when you look at, you know, New York or Virginia, it's easy to see that the intent of the abortion industry has always been eugenic. They're not friends of black America at all. And there's no way the numbers, the data, the research, even the numbers and research coming from the abortion industry itself. And keep in mind, this is the data that they're willing to admit to. Even when we use their data, it's obvious that abortion in and of itself is a genocide in my community. And so there's really no question what the purpose and intent of abortion is.
Hmm. You point out in 2014, for every one black American death, only 1.2 black American babies were born. This is the black American birth to death ratio. You point out that in 2014, according to the Guttmacher Institute, which is affiliated at least loosely with Planned Parenthood, 259,000 plus black abortions. That would be out of about a million or 1.1 or so million abortions in 2014 in the whole country. That would mean that blacks have a very high percentage of all abortions performed per capita, at least, compared to the black population in the, you know, citizenry at large.
Yeah, there's no question. Again, Alan Guttmacher, let's be clear, is the former president of Planned Parenthood. And I would say that the Guttmacher Institute is the not so former research arm of Planned Parenthood. So there's no question this is abortion data. And if I just use the Guttmacher number, the 28% of all abortions comes from black America. Black America is at best 12, 13, 14% of the population in this country. And yet we're responsible for 28% of all abortions in the country. And I'm not done yet. If you consider that half of us are women, oh my goodness, now we drop down to about 6 or 7% responsible for 28% of all abortions in the country. And I'm still not done yet. If you consider childbearing age from 15 to 44, now we're looking at about 3% responsible for 28% of all the abortions in the United States of America.
Hmm. It's interesting, though, too, because it seems like a lot of the leading black, at least liberals, including politicians and so forth, are all gung-ho as far as abortion and abortion rights. Cory Booker, for example.
Oh, my goodness. He's not the only one. The list just goes on and on. Yeah, they're absolutely blind to the truth. What we're talking about is the absolute truth regarding the impact of abortion. This is what it is. And when you look at the Tuskegee Institute, oh, my goodness. According to the Tuskegee Institute, 3,446 Negroes were lynched by the Klan between 1882 and 1968. Okay, we're not questioning the Tuskegee Institute. Surely their data is correct. Well, when you take a look at abortion in Black America and the number of lives lost to lynching by the Klan in Black America, abortion in Black America outstrips all of that lynching in less than 4 days. Mm. So what took them 86 years to accomplish, abortion can do that in less than 4 days. There's no question about the impact of abortion in Black America.
You know, it's funny. I don't know how it doesn't work, but with the truth brought to light about Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, what she called the Negro Project and so forth, and Alveda King and people like you, you know, bringing this truth out, somehow, you know, nothing ever sticks against her. She's still glorified in the culture at large. There's her bust or whatever at the Smithsonian, etc. But explain about the Negro Project and explain about Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and her attitude toward Black Americans.
Well, Margaret Sanger is a racist. Let's just put that on the table. Let's just get that clear. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, created this Negro Project, and the Negro Project paid black pastors to preach about birth control and the blessings associated with birth control. And so she understood that if she could pay the black preachers to preach her message, that Black America would better receive the message, and she was right. And now, the Negro Project really hasn't stopped. We've got black American leaders today still benefiting from the profits of the abortion industry, and they're ignoring all of the facts. I mean, when I bring up Dr. Laverne Tolbert, who is a former Planned Parenthood board member, this is a black woman who was a former Planned Parenthood board member in the early 70s, she was sitting in the board meetings in New York, in their headquarters in New York, and she was learning about the racial targeting of our people by the abortion industry. There's literally no question regarding the intent of Margaret Sanger, her Negro Project, and what Planned Parenthood is doing today.
Well, along those lines, wouldn't it be fair to say that a lot of the Planned Parenthood facilities are in ghetto neighborhoods, they're in, you know, urban places, they're basically, you know, they're not necessarily out in the wealthy suburbs, they're, you know, geared again towards the blacks and then also maybe Hispanics as well.
There are reports that have been done by a couple of organizations that have clearly delineated that 70%+ of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are located in communities of color. I'm talking about Hispanic communities and black American communities. Oh my goodness. Is this an accident? It just so happens to work out this way? No. Come on now. This is deliberate, and we need to call it what it is.
Hmm. As far as, you know, earlier I mentioned there are prominent black politicians and so forth that are in favor of Planned Parenthood, in favor of abortion rights, etc. I don't want to sound crass or anything, but is it possible that some of them are receiving money from Planned Parenthood for their campaigns and their, you know, political, you know, expediency and so forth?
Well, my goodness, I don't think that's anything that we even have to hesitate about. Cecil Richards, when she was president of Planned Parenthood, she was working directly with President Obama. Yeah. She would even take off her job so that she can go campaign across the country for former President Obama and the Democrat Party. There is no question that Planned Parenthood at the abortion industry has contributed financially to their product, which is abortion.
Mm. All right. What else needs to be said about, you know, this fighting for this, fighting this issue and the injustice and so forth?
Well, I'd like to point out that when you take a look at the pro-life movement, the original pro-life organizations in the country, dating back to the early 1960s, were black. And one of those, one of the two organizations were the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers were clearly calling it black genocide. And when I take a look at a 1965 meeting of the Council of Philadelphia's Anti-Poverty Action Committee, Cecil Moore, who at the time was the president of the local NAACP chapter in Philadelphia, condemned Planned Parenthood's program. Cecil actually said that Planned Parenthood's plan was replete with everything needed to help Negroes commit race suicide.
Wow. Well, you know, maybe we can almost see the example of Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson, I've seen, you know, that back in the early 70s or something like that, he actually made some pro-life type statements. Then later he became totally pro-abortion rights.
Well, Jesse Jackson literally said it was genocide. There's no question about that. On my website, I've got articles that date back to the mid-60s. We got Jesse Jackson in Jet Magazine. He's quoted. It's genocide. There's no question about it. He was pro-life, like many in the mid-60s. But when Jesse started running for the presidency of the United States, oh, my goodness, somehow, things changed.
Well, you know, it's a shame to have one of two. There's only two real, you know, major political parties in America, and one of the two is totally committed to abortion rights, and now we're seeing it where, for example, when Democrats are winning in certain states and their legislatures, getting abortion, you know, to the nth degree is a high priority. You saw this in New York State, and the people were even applauding abortion on demand, even up to the moment of birth. Now Illinois is totally pro-abortion. The Virginia governor, who got into a little trouble for some blackface photographs, you know, that whole controversy died down. But in the meantime, the real controversy is this guy wanted not only abortion on demand, but essentially infanticide. We have 1 minute to wrap up, sir.
Well, I'd like to make it clear that abortion is the number one cause of death in black America. Forget heart disease, forget cancer, forget stroke, forget homicide. Forget that. Abortion in black America takes 32 times as many black lives as all homicides.
Wow.
And when we come to grips with the fact that we're losing the lives of our children, I think at that point, we'll be able to see the truth about the impact of abortion in black America.
Mm. All right. We've been talking right now with Reverend Walter Hoy. He is the subject of a book called Black and Pro-Life in America. I assume, Walter, that if people go to your website, which is issuesforlife.org, they would find ways in which they could get a copy of that book, Black and Pro-Life in America. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. They could definitely go there. But if they wanted to go directly to the book's website, here's the book's website, Black and Pro-Life in America, all one word, Black and Pro-Life in America, .faith.
.faith. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Walter. Great to have you on the program.
Hey, man. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.